This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Should you be perusing homes to buy these days, you would have an array of information at your disposal, the sale history, the noise rating, and on Realtor.com, at least, you can now see another tidbit of information, flood risk. You can see your FEMA flood zone and a property's flood factor by nonprofit First Street Foundation. First Street developed a model to assess flood risk for individual properties over a 30-year period on a scale from 1 to 10. First Street Executive Director Matthew Eby joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are homeowners, do you think, underestimating flood risk?
Well, in the traditional sense of how homeowners looked at flood risk, you typically would look for your FEMA flood zone. And your FEMA flood zone is a determination of whether you're in a 1-in-100-year flood risk or greater in an area. But what it doesn't necessarily do is look into the future and incorporate how risks are changing over time based on a changing environment. So if you're just looking at risk today and using that FEMA zone, then you may in fact be underestimating risk because you're not thinking about the full home ownership period and taking that into account to make decisions.
Right. You estimate that around 10% of properties in the U.S. are at substantial risk for flooding, 14 million properties. That is more than what FEMA suggests. Why is your estimate so much higher?
Well, one of the main drivers of that is the unmapped areas. So there are portions of the country that are just not mapped by FEMA. So they look at individual areas that are high population and high risk and tend to focus on those areas with their budget and what Congress allows them to actually do. What we've done is mapped the entire contiguous United States so that it incorporates every single area. So that's one of the main drivers. And then the other is that we actually map pluvial flooding, as it's called, or precipitation flooding as an individual risk, which isn't done through the FEMA methodology. So if you have a high area of precipitation risk, we capture that in our model and are able to show that as well.
Your models are forward-looking, and we know that temperature is rising and sea levels are rising. How much is flood risk rising?
Well, if you baseline on the current climate, as you mentioned, there's 14.6 million properties that have substantial flood risk, that 1% or greater. If you look over a 30-year period and how that changes, that number goes from 14.6 million to 16.2 million, or including another 1.6 million properties. So if you look at risk in certain areas, you see substantial increases, for instance, Florida. And if you look at other areas, in the middle of America, you actually see some places are getting drier and risks are going down.
What areas of the country are at highest risk for flooding or will see the greatest increases in flood risk?
One of the main areas that will see the biggest increase in flooding over the next 30 years is Florida. I mean, when you think of Florida, you generally think of flood risk, but today's flood risk is defined as 20% of homes that are in that 1% or greater flood risk area. And in 30 years, that number actually grows to 1 in 4 homes, or 25% of all properties in the state.
What should homeowners do with this information? I mean, just be more wary of buying certain properties or get more flood insurance?
Well, I like to think of it as similar to getting a medical diagnosis. If you have something that's at risk or something wrong with you, you want to know what that is so you can take preventative measures or take action of some manner. It's a very similar thing with flood risk. If you didn't know that you had flood risk up until this point, but now you're armed with that information, you can either buy flood insurance, you can work on adaptation to prevent that flooding from actually taking place. You can work with your neighborhood, if there's neighborhood risk, to work with your local government to actually get solutions put in place. But overall, it is action. You need to do something now that you know that you have this risk. So arming people with this information, the hope is now that they have it, they're able to make much more informed decisions and protect what is, for the vast majority of Americans, their most valuable asset.
Matthew Eby is founder and executive director of the First Street Foundation. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.